311.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the 311 Radio Show here on VOB 92.9. I am your host, Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, and with me this afternoon, I have none other than Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer, Mr. Andrew Taylor himself. Good afternoon to you, Andrew.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, Barbados.
All right. This afternoon's topic, what are we going to be dealing with this afternoon, Mr. Taylor?
Well, we have a mixed bag of things. We're going to be looking at the recent house fires we've been having. Mm-hmm. We'll also give a few stats just to keep you informed of what your numbers are. And then we're going to look into some home safety, some inspection issues, and also commercial business issues as well. As we, you know, as we kind of bring this mixed bag.
So we're going to start with, you see some stats there.
Yes.
Because you need to know where you were to know where you're going.
Correct.
Let's go with that.
So once again, I am very happy to report that fires are still down for the period January 1st to what's the 2023. Oh, yes, 2023. Yeah. sorry. The months are running just as fast as our shows.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not on Sunday. So up to the 23rd, we've had 896 fires. Okay, and for that same period in 2021, we had 1,069 fires. Okay, so that's 896 fires between January 1st and October 23rd of this year, and 1,069 fires for the same period in 2021. So we are seeing a downward trend. We continue to see that trend, and we just want to congratulate everyone over there who listened to us. And it's not just for us giving the advice. Yeah. Because when we give the advice and you, the listeners, hear it, then I'm assuming that you actually then spread,
correct,
as we say, the good news for our safety.
And you also put it as part of your day-to-day
practice. Exactly.
And obviously the decrease in numbers would say to us that it seems as though learning has taken place as a safety fire service.
Correct.
And that you have taken the tips and, you know, putting the things into practice.
So you know, on previous shows, we would have always felt as if we were singing to the choir, you know, as if we were just coming every Sunday or every chance we get and bringing these tips and this advice to everyone. And nothing seemed to be changing. But, you know, it's patience is a virtue.
I think it was a slow progress that we were expecting a lot quicker progress.
Correct. So we are extremely happy that we're seeing progress,
for sure,
because you know there's also that saying that says progress no matter how slow is still progress. Right, so we're happy that we're seeing that decline, and we are hoping that it continues in that downward trend. And what we're saying that, especially for this time of the year, you know, we're soon into our independence celebrations and then our Christmas celebrations, because really truly October is over in a few days.
Right? This week is probably
everybody will be preparing for conkeys and sweetbread and cassava corn and all that stuff. And people will be doing extra cooking later into the year.
Yeah, as the year actually from now down to probably
down to Christmas, exactly. People will be doing extra cooking, so we want everyone to remain vigilant. You know, you'll take every precaution you have to take.
In addition,
cooking.
In addition, adding to what you were saying, because you're speaking about the cooking aspect, but you know, we're going to have persons using more electricity because they have more lights.
Not only
for Christmas, but even for independence.
There are
some persons who put up independence lights and so on as well. So even that you need to be mindful of.
Yeah, and even moving away safely from our fire safety, more people are going to be on the road.
Yes.
So more traffic, you know, people are going to move around more, going to the supermarket to get their goods and everything, hustling and bustling. So just want to remind people also, you know, just take your time. If you take your time, you should get to your destination safely. So we don't want a decrease in fires and an increase in accidents. Okay, so we just want to see a decrease all across the board. Okay, so just continue with the stats. Grass fires, unfortunately, are up from last year. So that stands at 369 now compared to 335 last year. As I said, the house fires are at 56. For 56 for last year and are 60 for this year. But I don't want anyone to become discouraged, because even though we are seeing a slight increase in house fires for this year and for the period, a lot of those fires have been derelict houses. Okay, and some of them have been unoccupied houses. Now, sometimes people can get confused between derelict and unoccupied. Okay, and as we know, a derelict house is one that's basically in a state of disrepair, or what we call it in Barbados, dilapidated.
Or more basic, too far gone.
Yeah, too far, correct, too far gone. So that's a derelict house. But we also have another issue with unoccupied homes. So people may have started to build a home, okay, and they probably got to a certain stage. We don't know what happened that they might have been able to complete the home, but they're unoccupied. They're not derelict, okay, because there's some structures and everything. But the issue comes is that since no one is, you know, in these homes, then other people take the opportunity to occupy these structures. And that is where we're getting major issues. Because even though a home may be derelict or not unoccupied, it's still a home within a neighborhood.
Definitely.
It's still a structure within a community. And all it takes is for either that derelict home or that unoccupied home to catch a fire. And then we have an issue.
And the thing about it is, not only is it be derelict, as you said, or unoccupied, but the risk may come when the house around it. Correct. It might be endangering, if it happens to catch a fire, it might endanger a house within the close proximity.
Exactly.
So, and even if that did not happen, even sometimes because of these houses, when they're derelict and so forth, you find there might be a lot of bush growing around it.
Correct.
And that even is another issue slightly off topic in terms of safety now. Because remember, we don't only talk about fire safety, but life safety. I mean, you have derelict houses with a lot of unwanted debris and bushes growing around.
Correct.
It gives persons a place to hide. Lawless person may see beneath the like grass or something around that. So not only is it a safety issue for the house itself or the surrounding houses, but then you have to look at the smoke that is going to affect the other persons and so forth. So as we always say, there's a trickle effect when it comes to these type of things.
Correct. And even recently, there was a derelict house fire, and the fire was at the house was almost completely hidden by overgrown bush. And foliage.
So it is a double whammy for the fire service.
And as you were saying, it's not only fire, but it's security, so
correct.
Life safety,
correct.
And also a health issue. Because with
and
these
environment.
Exactly. Correct. Because with these derelict homes, then they're going to encourage rats, mice,
all types.
Yes, will be actually occupying these structures. So generally, it's a risk on different levels.
Yeah.
And we just want to encourage homeowners. If you know you have one of these homes, that may be unoccupied, we don't know the issue behind, it not being completed. That's not our concern. But our concern is what happens after. Okay, because I said people are actually moving in to your home. They're occupying it. They're not occupying it to use it for good means most of the time. They're conducting other, as I say, illicit or illegal activities within these structures, and then we have issues. As I said, if these homes were isolated, then it would be one thing.
Yeah.
But all
still
of these
the
are within the community. And at the end of the day, it's our job to protect the community. But you also in the community have to protect yourselves. Okay.
In addition, I would like to add too, because you may have a house that's unoccupied. For whatever reason, as you say, the person or persons might not have been able to do much or go further with it. But at the end of the day, the onus is on you. And this is one of the things I've seen a lot when you drive around the communities. A lot of debris and bush and so on grew up around the house. And because you don't live there, you don't pay attention to the grass that is growing almost to the height of the house or beyond. And the persons who live in the, as you said, the house is still within the community. So all of those other persons who live in that community, in that district, they have to deal with the rodents that we know spoke about.
Correct.
And all the other things that happen.
Exactly.
And depending on what else you have around, you may have a mosquito problem as well.
Exactly.
So it is not only a fire and life safety, then it becomes a health issue as well. So when all of these are things to be mindful, if you are not living, if the house is unoccupied for whatever reason, the onus is still on you, the owner, to ensure that that grass is kept low at all times, you know, to make sure that around the place is clean. Even if you're not living there or whatever, pop in up sometimes and see what's going on to make sure that, you know, everything is still safe. Make sure that there are no persons, you know, infiltrating your house, so to speak, if to use that term. But these are the type of things that we got to be real and mindful of these kinds of things.
And you know, we often get calls coming into the office. We are residents from some of these neighborhoods actually calling and ask if we can come and do a control burn.
Correct.
But the first thing, almost the first question we ask them is the property yours?
Exactly.
And 99.9% of the time, it is not theirs.
The person is calling because the property is becoming a nuisance.
Correct.
And you know, you have to be mindful and spare thought for others when you're neglecting, so to speak. I don't know another better word to use here, but when you're neglecting your own property, a property that you may own, but you may not live there necessarily. So for you, it may not be a problem because it is not a physical problem for you at the time.
Correct.
But you have to spare thought for those persons who are within that neighborhood around your house that are suffering because rodents are invading their property because your property is not kept, well kept. It goes back to what we speak about a lot, good housekeeping practices. Housekeeping practices not only for the house that you physically live in, but the places, the land spaces that you own. It is also very important to have good housekeeping practices.
True. So, as I said, we just continue to encourage everyone to be vigilant. Continue listening up for our fire safety tips, especially our home fire safety tips, as we keep going forward. As I said, we don't want to see an increase, especially in our house fires.
Especially at this time.
Heading down to this these last few months of the year, we want to end the year on a high note. Not a break note. Okay, how you know? Not a break note. Break is one block, correct? All right, so just continue to be safe. If you're in doubt, yes, I know traffic is tight these days. Maybe halfway to work and figuring that you left on the stove. Just call ahead and say you'll be late. Go back and check just to make sure, because they just want everyone to be extra safe. As we head into the 22 months of the year,
I would like to, you know, throw that challenge to persons to be extra vigilant, you know, because sometimes people get excited in the whole festivities and everything else, and that's when you drop the gear sometimes. You know, you're busy, you're working longer hours, and this is something that I speak about annually. You find that this time, when it approaches that Christmas season, you work longer hours, your body's under more stress, you're tired, there's so many different things happening. You know, the normal things that you tend to be on point with, you might tend to slip up. I always speak about complacency. Don't become complacent. You know, tighten your guard, you know. Take a fresh guard, as we say, you know, because this is a vulnerable type of person, you know, as we approach the festive season, Christmas and so on.
But don't worry, we won't get too heavy into the Christmas stuff, because
we have November before we get into
the time. Yes, I believe. So we have to bring those Christmas tips, especially.
But we still on the topic of safety, and I don't like to say home safety, and some people like to separate them, say home safety or tips at work.
Correct.
I always say that people fire safety across the board. Fire safety is fire safety. Good housekeeping practices across the board, whether it be at home, whether it be at work, the things that you practice. You know, we've done a lot of drills. I know that we're touching on drills, you know, we've seen an increase in businesses reaching out to us in the fire prevention unit to have drills or to have us oversee or to come and give some feedback on their fire drills. It is, I think, required two fire drills annually.
Yes.
And it does not necessarily mean that the fire service has to be present, but the onus is on you, the owners of the businesses, to make sure that you fulfill that mandate and make sure that your staff is constantly practicing these drills, because the more you practice something, the better you usually get at it. That's why it's important to practice the right things.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
Having your staff trained in fire, the use of a fire extinguisher, the correct and the proper use of a fire extinguisher, along with evacuation procedures, very important. Making sure your staff members know the assembly points. I notice I said staff in these areas because that is alluding now to the workforce.
Correct.
However, everything I just said relating to staff and workforce can be used within your home, can be transferred within your home. So all of those practices that you do at work, you do drills at work. You go home, you can practice doing drills in the home. Your extinguishers need to be serviced at least once a year. And this is something that not only at work, but if you have a fire extinguisher at home, as you should, you want to have it serviced annually. Your smoke alarm, you test them once a month. If you have like at work, I know some business places will have what we call the integrated alarm system, which is a system, when they say integrated, the system goes through the entire building, and if one alarm triggers, it triggers the entire alarm system. But for the average homeowner would have what we call the standalone smoke alarm, those that you buy from one of the suppliers and you stick it with some two-sided tape and that kind of stuff. Now those, you test them once a month. So these are things, these are practices that are not only applicable for you in the workplace, but at home. Your exit path, when we go to carry out fire safety inspections, we speak to persons as it relates to having your exits clear. Okay. No, you know, don't have a lot of, the word we use a lot, it's not coming to me now, but don't have a lot of pilot around, a lot of boxes and that kind of stuff. Not having boxes or not having things stored too high. You want to have at least 18 inches from the roof to the top of your first box, or even if you have one of those fans, one of those ceiling fans, from the tip of the ceiling fan, the bottom of that ceiling fan, to the top of your first box. You don't want to have anything where the fan can hit it, or where the light ballast is touching the box at top, that kind of thing. So these are kind of things, these are some of the things that we look up for when we go there and do our inspections. These are some of the things that we've found persons to be, you know, a bit off in some areas. And as I said, these practices are not only for the workplace, but all of those things I just mentioned, you can transfer them into your home, because fire safety is all about fire safety across the board. And the same housekeeping practices that you do at work are applicable to you in your home.
And if we really had to be honest with ourselves and look at it, you know, so most things start from the home.
Correct.
Right? So if we had to add no fire safety to that list and let fire safety start from the home, you would be surprised how when that person who practices some fire safety at home goes into the workplace, they're going to actually be looking
more vigilant.
Exactly, going more vigilant and looking out for all the discrepancies that may be within the workplace. So, you know, they're going to walk in and they're going to realize, oh, hey, I'm not seeing any extinguishers.
Exactly.
I'm not seeing any smoke detectors. Where are they no exit signs?
Yeah.
Why is it I don't know where, as you said, where the 7 point is? So let us start practicing fire safety at home.
In the home. It makes it easier when you get to
the, I think a lot of I don't want to say ads, but a lot of the rhetoric has been geared towards
the workforce.
Not enough for the home. So we really have to look at and really get push the fire safety at home, and as you said, to make sure people understand, hey, extinguishers and smoke alarms are not reserved for business places.
Correct.
You know, they can fit in your home just as nicely as
and I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the things that sometimes, and it shows when you spoke just now towards starting the fire safety practices at home. I go into a lot of business places, and the first thing that grabs my attention is before I can even get into that building, I can hear a smoke alarm chirping in the background, which says to me that the battery is dead and needs to be replaced. These are things that happen within person's home as well. But if you are practicing good fire safety from at home, you would know when your smoke alarm battery needs to be changed. So therefore, from the time you go into work and you hear it, it pricks your thoughts immediately to say, well, look, to your supervisor, to your boss, whatever the case may be, you're going to need to change your battery for that smoke alarm. And we go into places on a weekly basis doing inspections. Sometimes we might not even be doing an inspection. We may be on other business, and we hear this alarm. And it is, for us, it is like piercing. And some of the persons within the establishment would not hear it.
You know, we had a good few examples of that.
Yeah. And I mean, I hear that chirping smoke alarm almost immediately, to the point that sometimes that if I'm watching television and somebody's speaking and in the background a smoke alarm is chirping, I can hear it. Person will say, oh, but because you're trained, yes, to an extent, but if you're practicing good fire safety, be it at home, be it at work, all of these things become part and parcel of what you look out for. You know, I know my mom, for example, if my mom could smell gas, she would smell gas in a hurry. I smell gas and she would always be quick to go and check. I know her coming up. And this is way, when I was a child, way before firefighting days, she would always make sure the stove knob to turn off or morning gas main is turned off, make sure the iron is on. But these are things that I basically, long before I knew anything about the fire service or firefighting, that I would have seen my mother grow up. So these are things that if you practice them within the home setting, that will become part and parcel of your life. As I said, see the people all the time, we wake up every day, we brush our teeth, we take a bath. Put those things as part and parcel of your day-to-day activities.
Because if you even make it into like a checklist.
Correct.
If you have children, you could have your children join with you and they could actually go and mark off things on your checklist. So even if mommy and daddy may miss it, right? You know, they can always go back and say, well, hey, mommy, you didn't unplug the iron, mommy, you didn't unplug the microwave or the fans.
That's
okay.
Right.
So it's a lot of things that people can do to incorporate fire safety into their homes. It's not hard. We just need to be open to it, because as we always say, it does not take anything much for a fire to start. A simple spark, someone nodding off while they're cooking, someone smoking in bed, someone passing and just tossing a cigarette near to your home, and if you have some debris and stuff on the outside, you know that catches up and then it then spreads to your home. So it does not take anything much at all for a fire to start.
A little closer home, you would have said someone passing with a cigarette butt and dropping it in some garbage on the outside. For those who still use matches, you know, you strip the match, you light the stove, and there are some persons who just toss it into the garbage. Now, if I'm going to use a match, when I'm finished with it, and I guarantee I turn on the pipe on it to make sure before you dispose of it. And even then, I dispose of it in a glass bottle. That's how I do it. I mean, everybody has their own thing, but I'm saying to you, even that, as slight as it seems, be mindful of after you start the match and you let the stove, you can make sure that the match is fully out before you dispose of it. So simple things, and I always say to people, fire safety is not anything elaborate. Basic good housekeeping practices, and that's where you start. You always say, start within your home, and once you start within your home, you'll find that it is a lot easier to function in a day-to-day and your work environment. Sometimes you go to evacuation drills and fire drills within your workplace, and you know, in your passing, you hear one of the staff members, I don't know why they do this at this time, and there's a waste of my time. And from the time you're thinking like that, you're basically on the wrong path. Because for you, it should be a case of, okay, let's see where we went wrong today. Let's see if we've made any improvement from the last time we did this drill. I remember the last time we did the drill, this happened or this didn't happen. How can we improve it? You know, last time we had a drill, we took 7 minutes, which was way too long.
Way too long.
Let's see if we can do it in 2.5 minutes this time. Let's see if we can, you know, be just under the 3 minute mark or just always if it need be, you know. These are the type of things I want. These are the type of language I want to hear coming from the public or public maybe do these drills. I don't want persons to think that is a waste of their time. You know, because at the end of the day, the same way you do it at work, you can do it at home. Practice it at home. Ask yourself a question. If something should occur, God forbid, within your household, where do you meet? You have 2 children, you have 3 children, whatever the case may be. They don't sleep, you know, parents might sleep in one room, the children sleep in another room. If something happens 2 o'clock in the morning, God forbid, where's the meeting point? Where does the family meet? You know, these type of things you ask yourself. Do I know my way out of my house? You will say, yes, I know my way out of my house. And I've challenged persons, I'm challenging you, the listener, now. Blindfold yourself and spin around a couple of times and make your way to an exit. And you'll be surprised that you don't know your house as you think you do. You know, so all of these are little things and little tidbits that can save your life, can save your family's lives, you know. So I just want to encourage persons to continue, you know, to take fire safety seriously. Almost every week we get somebody approaching us. Oh, you guys do the show? Do you do the 311? I listen to the show on Sundays and I don't only want you to listen. I'm very thankful. I want to, as I always do, thank all of the listeners, both those who are constant and those who are new listeners to the program. But I also want to encourage you to take the tips that we gave and the advice seriously and practice the right things.
I just want to remind business owners, okay, as soon, when you realize that it's coming close to time for your annual inspection, just make sure you get those applications in so you can have your inspection in a timely manner so that you don't go past what we call your anniversary date.
Correct. At least because 6 weeks before.
At least 6 weeks before, just to make sure that we can keep that process running smoothly. And we also want to remind everyone here on the show right now that as long as you have a registered business, people keep coming to tell us with this.
Yeah.
As long as you have a registered business, you should be getting a fire safety inspection.
By law.
Exactly. By law. And also with the amendments, and these are for the current business owners, that your fire safety certificate needs to be displayed in your business.
Correct.
Okay. So if anyone comes in, they can look clearly on a wall anywhere and see the certificate from the Barbados Fire Service, which claims that you are compliant with all fire and safety measures under the app.
Correct.
Okay, so just reminding everyone, get your inspections done. And also for those who need to get the inspection, then make sure you send it in, check your anniversary dates, so we can come up to you and get those inspections done. And everyone will be happy. You'll
yep.
be happy, you will be happy, and your customers will be happy that the store is still open.
And, yeah, right. and it's a safe environment to conduct business. You mentioned the applying for inspections, and for those who do not know, I would have mentioned it here before, but just going to quickly mention it again. The Barbados Fire Service website, fireservice.gov.bb. Fireservice.gov.bb, that's the website where you have to make your applications for your annual inspections. If you want to have training for your staff members, you can do it via that website as well. You can contact the Barbados Fire Academy. This is located in Arch Hall, which is 535-7884, and you have them from 84 to 89. Those are the numbers you can contact if you need training and so on for your staff, which is very important as well to keep the staff updated, because there's no use to have 30 fire extinguishers in your establishment and not one staff member local to use
correct.
Them correctly. You know? So these are things that we just want to keep encouraging you until we are basically out of time. But before you leave, it's not the most happy note to end on, but we want to make mention, because we didn't have a live last week program. We would have done a repeat last week, but we want to make mention of the passing of one of our own, the former acting deputy, former divisional officer, Mr. Loyson Phillips. He was laid to rest last week, Saturday.
Correct.
I think that was the 15th of October, if my memory serves me correct. And we want to say to his family and friends, you know, sincerest condolences on behalf of the entire team at the Barbados Fire Service. Over his passing, we would not have had the chance last week, like I said, we didn't have a recording to mention it. So I just thought we would, you know, mention it today as a tribute to our former divisional officer, who would have acted in the capacities of both deputy and chief at some point of his career. So he was made to rest on Saturday last. Any final words? And we have 1 minute left, basically.
Just want to encourage everyone to keep doing what you're doing. As I said earlier, keep spreading the news about fire safety, and we will see you next time.
Yes, and as we always say at the end of every 311 radio show, fire prevention is our intention. Have a wonderful week, Barbados. Bye-bye.
On the Barbados Fire Service 311.